From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. The White House is applauding the ceasefire that's currently in place in Gaza between Israel and Palestinian groups. The 72-hour ceasefire, which began on Tuesday at 8 a.m. local time, appears to be holding up. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest said Israel has made significant progress in destroying Hamas tunnels, along with sites used to launch rockets into Israel. Mr. Earnest also said the U.S. hopes this short-term ceasefire will lead to a longer agreement and a more permanent peace.
For weeks, the United States, from the President to the Secretary of State on down, has been actively engaged with the Israeli and Palestinian leadership to try to bring the violence to an end. The United States certainly supports the latest 72-hour ceasefire proposal that appears both sides are respecting and abiding by at this point.
The Pentagon has confirmed a U.S. general has been killed in an attack in Afghanistan. He is said to have been the highest-ranking American to be killed since the September 11th attacks in 2001. The U.S. Defense Department identified the attacker, who was in uniform, as an Afghan soldier who opened fire at a military training base near Kabul. More than a dozen others were injured in the attack, mostly Americans. U.S. Pentagon spokesperson James Kirby described attacks in Afghanistan as a pernicious threat.
As I said, right now, and the investigation is just now getting started, we believe that the assailant was an Afghan soldier. But I mean, and the reason I'm caveating it by saying we believe, because again, this investigation just got started, the incident just occurred. But I've seen no indications, we have no indications that he wasn't anything other than a member of the Afghan National Security Forces.
A second American aid worker infected with Ebola in West Africa has arrived in the U.S. A plane believed to be carrying missionary Nancy Reitbull has landed in the state of Georgia. She'll be treated at the same hospital in Atlanta, Georgia, as her colleague Dr. Kent Brantley, who was brought back to the U.S. on Saturday. U.S. correspondent Kate Fisher has more.
Emory Hospital in Atlanta is one of just four in the U.S. which is equipped to deal with cases of Ebola. Both patients are being treated in an isolation unit, and they've been given a new drug which has never before been tested on humans. They became infected with the deadly virus while working with patients at a hospital in Liberia. Border agents at airports in Washington and New York are on watch as delegations from some 50 African countries arrive in the nation's capital for an economic summit. But U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice has said the risk of Ebola transmission in the U.S. is very low. Kate Fisher, Washington.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. A German court has agreed to drop bribery charges against Formula One magnate Bernie Ecclestone after he offered to pay $100 million. However, settling a bribery case with a cash payment has raised some eyebrows. Iris Spitzer reports from Berlin.
The 83-year-old British billionaire was charged with bribing a German banker 8 years ago in a transaction linked to selling a large stake in the motorsport business. Ecclestone has been on trial in Munich since March. German criminal law permits discretionary judgment for a fine or community service if the gravity of the wrongdoing warrants it. However, $100 million is the highest amount ever paid out in this manner, and raises the issue of whether Ecclestone simply bought his way out of the case. Ecclestone had faced up to 10 years in jail and would have had to give up control of Formula One, which he has built up for over 40 years. Ira Spitzer, Berlin.
And China is investigating a Canadian couple for suspected theft of military and intelligence information and for threatening national security. The official Xinhua news agency has identified the couple as Kevin and Julia Don Garrett, originally from Vancouver. Rachel Silverman has the details.
The Garretts are Canadian citizens who have been living in China off and on for 30 years. They own a coffee shop in Dandong, a Chinese city on the North Korean border. The Chinese Foreign Ministry says they're being investigated on suspicion of espionage. The ministry has not said whether the Garretts have been detained, but family members say they've been unable to reach the couple. The announcement of this investigation comes just 1 week after the Canadian government publicly accused China of hacking Canada's top scientific research agency. China has denied those accusations. Rachel Silverman, San Francisco.
And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.